Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Donald Trump Jr. testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules, we're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. Over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson presented a controversial short-term plan aimed at extending government funding until February. In a letter sent yesterday to all House Democrats, Jeffries conveyed that they are actively reviewing the proposal put forth by Republican leadership and engaging in discussions with fellow members. The House scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. President Biden scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco tomorrow. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters yesterday that the two leaders will address some of the most fundamental elements in the relationship between Washington and Beijing.
We're looking forward to a productive meeting. President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The restoration and reopening for the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. Los Angeles authorities are recommending commuters reconsider using public transit, explore alternative routes, or work from home until the affected section of the I-10 becomes operational again. This is USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Marijuana users say it helps them get a good night's sleep, more than medications even do. Washington State University led a study that compared marijuana to sleep aids like melatonin. More than 80% of pot users say smoking joints help them get better sleep. In fact, 60% got 6 to 8 hours of sleep. How about some big shoes to go with your Big Mac?
McDonald's is launching specially designed Crocs, and they're going to set you back $70 to $75 when they debut Tuesday. In collaboration, the companies are introducing Crocs inspired by the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie, alongside a classic red and yellow color scheme. Each pair comes with matching socks, available for an additional $20. The custom-designed Crocs and socks will be accessible at Crocs retail outlets and through wholesale partners. I'm John Schaefer.
Cantaloupes being recalled in at least 10 states. That's according to the FDA. Sophia Produce recalling fruit bearing the Malachita label, sold between October 16th and October 23rd due to the potential for salmonella contamination. Authorities are advising you, if you have an affected fruit, to dispose of it or return it to the store of purchase. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have Father Robert Spitzer back with us. It's been a while since we've talked to him, but he's got a new book out that we need to talk about, Science at the Doorstep to God, that presents in-depth the latest evidence to turn the rising tide of unbelief. Now, Father Spitzer synthesizes eight recent studies confirming an intelligent creator of physical reality as well as a transphysical soul capable of surviving bodily death. Father Spitzer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be back with you, Bill.
Okay, Science at the Doorstep to God. Why the book?
Well, there's been so much new evidence that has come out, both for God and for what we might call near-death experiences, terminal lucidity studies that show that a soul, consciousness, will survive bodily death. That I thought, well, I better do an updated book. I'd written that New Proofs for the Existence of God from Physics and Philosophy a while back in 2010, but the new evidence is so impressive. I just thought I need an update. And so I wrote this book.
Now, you say the new evidence, if I was reading correctly, there's what, eight recent studies? I mean, that's a lot of recent evidence. I mean, what is happening? What's God trying to tell us here? That when things like this happen, I feel like here's another era of revelation that God is pulling the veil back on and says, okay, it's time for you to understand. Here, look at what's
totally
happening.
I totally agree. Yeah. So first, just in the area of consciousness surviving bodily death and the afterlife, just recently in 2022, the proceedings of the New York Academy of Sciences, which is a prestigious scientific organization, needless to say, that's quite peer-reviewed, came out basically showing the very real credibility, incredible possibility that your consciousness is going to survive bodily death. Mm-hmm. So this group of, I believe it was 26 different scientists and sociologists and doctors, actually went through and did a study of other peer-reviewed studies, and many of them had been involved in those studies as well, and wrote up the results, basically saying, that there is a credible possibility that not only will your consciousness survive bodily death, but that it will be able to see and hear and remember everything that it remembered when it was in its physical body, and it will go through a dark tunnel, very probably. As it moves through the dark tunnel, it may well see itself from above, and the operating room. It'll be able to go out and take a look at things outside the operating room. 80% percent of blind people, according to the Kenneth Ring studies, will see, even if they were blind from birth, they'll see for the first time when they're in this state of clinical death. And frankly, the evidence seems so overwhelming right now that scientifically, at least, the possibility is credible from a scientific point of view, and it's in the peer-reviewed literature substantially enough so that the afterlife is a very real possibility. So anyway, that came out, and then of course this is, you know, a Samuel Parnia study in 2014 with 2,060 patients published in the Journal of Resuscitation, again peer-reviewed journal, really excellent study that was done by he and many other colleagues at the University of Southampton. Of course, the remarkable study of Pim van Lommel way back in 2001 and 2003 in the Netherlands, published in The Lancet. All of a sudden, the peer-reviewed literature and the real fastidiousness of these studies is beginning to show that, you probably do have a transphysical soul. That's, in other words, it's not going to be limited by physical dimensions. And, you know, the fact that blind people see, how are you going to explain that physically?
Right,
since
exactly.
Blind people don't have any.
Right, yeah.
Any visual images in their physical brain. I mean, what's there to hallucinate from your physical brain? I mean,
right.
I mean, you just can't explain this with, you know, a stimulation of the parietal lobe or hallucination or chemically induced hallucination or anoxia. I mean, there's nothing left to do except say, yeah, maybe you do have a soul and it will survive bodily death. It oftentimes does go to a heavenly domain as well. The New York Academy of Sciences calls it not just a journey is what they call it, and oftentimes they meet deceased relatives who report things that, you know, were hitherto unknown, and frequently enough they meet also a very loving, very bright white light where all pain disappears, and that encounter with that white light is includes a review of one's life, but also is an acceptance by this very loving spiritual entity. So all these things are kind of being established from a scientific point of view. And then from, you know, if we just shift from the afterlife, by the way, there's these great studies too, just speaking of the afterlife, from terminal lucidity and from intelligence in hydrocephalic patients. So, I mean, essentially you've got these patients, let's say 1 to 2 hours before death. This phenomenon is called terminal lucidity. And what happens is that the patients wake up. These people are, you know, severely hampered by Alzheimer's, right? They've been in almost a vegetative state for many years. They've just maybe made some animal sounds and been fed and so forth, but are basically truly incapable of real serious cognition. But anyway, they wake up about 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours before death, and they say, well, Bill, you know, I just got to finish up my funeral plans, and I'm wondering if you could help me with it. And by the way, you know, I've just got to resubmit this will. I want to make a couple of changes. Hey, by the way, thanks for coming over to my hospital room. I saw you visiting me, and I really appreciate that. And you're never going to believe what I've been, you know, seeing with God and so forth. And then, of course, they die. And this Harvard professor, medical professor Rudolf Tonzi, who has been studying this phenomenon, says, well, we see this all the time. We have no explanation for it, that at least in terms of physical processes. But the one question we all want to ask as physicians is, who are you? In other words, this is completely impossible. You know,
right, what are you doing? Who took over your body, right, or something?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it was the person before the Alzheimer's, before the brain lesions, before the dementia, and all of a sudden, there they are, you know, in perfectly sound health. And then they die very quickly. But it points to the fact that your consciousness has to have some other locus besides the physical body, because, of course, the physical brain's completely out of it. But that correlates with those near-death experiences. And then finally, as you might know, hydrocephalus is when spinal fluid starts tapping into the cranial cavity. And as it kind of moves into the cranial cavity, it destroys the brain as it kind of fills in. And finally, of course, the fluid takes over, all the cranial cavity until there's only about, maybe 2-4 inches of brain left. I mean, 2-4% of brain left, and 96% or more of the brain is pretty much disintegrated. Now, at that juncture, there, these German scientists, Lauren and Lewin, did a very good study of 600 patients.
Father, let's do this only because we're running out of time,
Sure.
I want to pick it up on the other side.
Sure.
We'll take a quick break. We've got more from Father Spitzer after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Father Robert Spitzer, his brand new book. I mean, it's amazing. You know, Father, we've been studying near-death experience. We've heard about it for decades.
Sure.
But now it's like the scientific community has you know, come up with, you know, studies and instead of just maybe passing this off as maybe a very unique event, let's not bother to understand it. It seems like science is now going deep into this and saying, look, this is happening too often, and we should be a little bit wiser and understand and begin to understand more about near-death experiences. And I appreciate you coming on and explaining the revelation and the agreement that these peer-reviewed studies are determining for us. And for those people who have been directly affected by near-death experiences, they go, well, it's about time, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it has been out there for quite a while, but having the really good studies, the double blinds, the definitely having a review panel of 20 physicians or scientists is really important, and peer review coverage is really important. And so all of that put together, it really is speaking volumes about why more and more scientists are becoming theistic. I mean, that incredible survey that was done by the Pew survey, you know, for the American Association for the Advancement of Science, found that 51% of scientists today declare themselves to be believers in God or a higher transcendent power. About 21% are agnostic and about 20% atheist. Well, that is a big shift over. And the young scientists that were polled, the under 35 group that was polled, actually showed even, you know, like a super majority, 66% said they believed in God or a higher transcendent power. About 15% agnostic, 15% atheist. The doctors are just over the top. 76% of doctors basically declare themselves to be believers in God or high transcendent power, and they also, two-thirds of them, practice their religion, whatever it may be, which is truly extraordinary. And then when asked, do you believe in miracles, past or present, this is HCT research in Finkelstein Institute, 73% said, I believe in miracles in the present. 74% believe that miracles occurred in the past. Now, you look at that, and they say, well, why? Why would you believe this? Well, of course, those near-death experience studies are in the background of a lot of it, but also, what's interesting is they have seen naturalistically inexplicable phenomena that have really occurred in their practice. In other words, when you see something that is truly naturalistically inexplicable,
right,
it really gets you to thinking. And so, so that's
probably along the way, Father, they realize, well, even though I'm a doctor and I've got all these, you know, all these certificates of my profession and everything, boy, I'll tell you, you know, God still trumps everything, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this great guy, Dr. Harold Koenig at Duke University, who's been doing these studies of the efficacy of prayer in not only emotional health, but physical health. And the efficacy of prayer is really remarkable. A person who goes to church and prays has much better cardiological health, you know, endocrinological health. You know, you go right through the whole thing, and he takes all these things and study after study. He and his colleagues at Duke there, and you look at it and you go, wow, that is a you know, amazingly good study. So I think what's happening is this evidence is kind of like God is pouring it out there. I don't know, but
right.
it certainly seems to be prolific, and it's really convincing a lot of folks that this has real scientific credibility, and it's convincing the doctors and the scientists.
Exactly. And to think, Father, people of faith have believed this all along. For thousands of years, they believed in God, and it is their faith, Jesus said, that cured them and made them whole. So we realize, and so now science, because, you know, humanoids have to be in control and think they know better, you know, and God laughs. you know, and just watches us go through the struggles. And, and it's like that that commercial from Verizon, you know, can you hear me now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is amazing, truly. And I mean, just from the cosmological standpoint, I won't go into this much, but I'll just simply say when Stephen Hawking, you know, switched in 2018 on a dime, you know, when I was on the Larry King show, you know, discussing this with Stephen Hawking and Leonard Mlodinow and Deepak Chopra in about 2010, Stephen at that time really did, I think, believe that the universe did not need a creator. But in 2018, he wrote a final article with his partner Thomas Hertog in the Journal of High Energy Physics. And the name of the article is called A Smooth Exit from Eternal Inflation. Underline the eternal there. In other words, eternal inflation was thought to be a real possibility that would allow an infinite multiverse so that you could escape the need for a creator and escape the need for an intelligent creator of the fine-tuning of universal constants that would lead to life. Well, as it turns out, Hawking began to look at LISA and LIGO, the two gravitational wave detectors, and a bunch of other data with his partner Thomas Hertog, and they began to think, you know, this doesn't add up. You know, an infinite fractal multiverse couldn't have generated a universe like ours without extreme gaps between quantum physics and classical physics that, quite frankly, we have a gap, of course, but, you know, there would be too much smoothness between that gap. And then finally, of course, the smoothness of our universe itself precludes it coming from what we might call an inflationary condition, an eternal inflationary condition, a variety of other kinds of evidence. And Hawking basically came out and said, first of all, even if you do have inflation and a multiverse, it can't go backward infinitely. It'll have to have a beginning in the finite past, a beginning in the finite past, which, of course, suggests a creation event or transphysical causative event at the very least. And secondly, he said, there couldn't really be an infinite number of bubble universes in a multiverse. You'd have to have a very small number, and that small number of bubble universes would be very much like our own. Well, you put those three points out there, and all of a sudden, the idea of a creator comes back into view, not only into view, strongly into view, as well as the idea of a very intelligent creator creating, for example, the conditions of our low-entropy universe. And Roger Penrose, a great physicist, a while back, calculated the odds against that happening as 10 raised to the 10 raised to the 123 to 1 against. Well, that's like a monkey typing the entire corpus of Shakespeare perfectly by random tapping of the keys in a single try.
Exactly.
Very improbable. Yet it happened, and it was necessary for life. And so all of a sudden, if you don't have 10 to the 10 to the 123 bubble universes, but only a few of them, like 10,000 or something at the most, hey, wait a minute. We're talking intelligent creator all over again. And so, you know, I mean, he just opened up that door, but it's not just him. There's a variety of other physicists that are now opening the door. And not only that, but the Boltzmann brain and brief brain problem, which I won't describe to you ad nauseum here, but that kind of coalesced with it and a variety of other things. And now, honestly, it looks like, you know, a creator, a very intelligent creator, may be fashionable once again.
You think so? I mean, because
here it is. It's becoming the most reasonable and responsible hypothesis.
Well, you know, God says, look, if you earnestly seek me, you will find me. Well, Father Robert Spitzer, congratulations on the book. Thank you so much for being with us. The president of the Magic Center of Reason and Faith and the Spitzer Center. He was president of Gonzaga University from 1998 to 2009. Oh, by the way. And, of course, the book, Science at the Doorstep to God. Oof, what a read. And lots of fun. And thank you so much for, you know, sharing it all with us, Father. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time.
Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Donald Trump Jr. testifying once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. President Biden scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco tomorrow. The restoration and reopening for the I-10 in downtown L.A., which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been determined. That freeway damaged due to a fire at a pallet yard that was beneath it on Saturday. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Deacon Harold Burke. Is it Sievers or Sivers? Please, I'm sorry.
Sivers.
Sivers, okay, good. I didn't want to mess it up too much throughout the whole conversation here, so I appreciate you putting up with me. A worldly political response to racism, he says, is not enough in his new book, Building a Civilization of Love. The Dynamic Deacon presents a Catholic Christian response to the epidemic of racism, firmly rooted in the scriptures, the natural law, the church's tradition, and our identity as children of God. He's here to tell us more about his new book. Deacon Harold, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, why the book?
So I travel about 250,000 miles a year around the world. I've been to 31 countries, and just like everyone else during the pandemic, couldn't go anywhere.
Yes.
Uh-huh. and so I was also in law enforcement for 23 years. And so when I saw all the tension and the conflict and the animosity between people of color and law enforcement, and then the George Floyd incident happened, and then I was gauging the response, and there was really nothing that I saw that was working to bring people together, just creating more divisiveness. And I said, no, this is not the way forward. So instead of complaining about it, I decided to do something about it, and hence that was the impetus for the book.
Well, I got to imagine in all your travels, as you're talking to other people, you're all in a sense, as we all have been, kind of blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant, saying, if we would only do this, if we could only do that. But there has to be something at least in my discovery, that is consistent, a consistent thread, and that is the search for truth. That's what I found to be so elemental in coming to a solution and finding peace.
Oh, that's a great observation. And, you know, one of the things that I did in research of the book, I read through Dr. Martin Luther King's writings. Everyone knows who he is, right? But I may be honest with you, I never really delved really into his writings to kind of see. And so I did that because it struck me. I was like, wait a minute. Here's a guy during Jim Crow in the postbellum era, during a time where there was like legally separation between the races. How was he able to bring people together? Black, white, how was he able to break the barriers and transcend the dichotomy between black and white, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative? I mean, he broke all the labels and brought people together. How was he able to do that, and why can't we do that today? Mm-hmm. So when I read Letter to a Birmingham Jail, and I read his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, and I read The Meaning of Man, which is a beautiful short little book that he wrote, I was like, oh my goodness, this guy totally gets it. He's rooting it, just like you said, Bill, in the search for truth, in biblical principles of natural law, and looking at the person standing in front of you and seeing a person made in the image and likeness of God and not a caricature. You know, and he was able to do that. And so what's happening now, what my observation, is that since his assassination, no one's doing that. We have organizations and individuals who are like Trojan horses. They say race on the outside, but inside is an entire agenda which has nothing to do with building racial harmony or taking the bricks out of the wall of racial division.
Exactly. Well, what Dr. King saw was a foundation that he could build on, not destroy. And these contemporary zealots have come to kill, steal, and destroy, just blow everything up. Dr. King says, I got a foundation here. I'm going to believe God for his word, that we're all created equal. I'm going to believe our founding fathers who wrote this document, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, said all men are created equal. And they have a right to inalienable rights, rights that came from God. I'm going to believe them. And that's what he held on to, in my observation, that he said we could reform and we can make it better. That was his passion. It wasn't about destroying like we have right now. And this is what we've reduced ourselves, unfortunately, because it isn't about unity. We can't come together unified to destroy and disassemble the birthright and heritage of this great country. And there will always be a divide if that's your mindset. And we've got to rise above it. Leadership, people like yourselves, Deacon, have got to continue to speak out. The church has got to speak out that in numbers and in passion that agree that God is the source of truth. And in fact, he did really say, and he did really mean it when he said all men are created equal.
Yeah, beautifully said. Very well said. And I could not agree with you more. And that's the approach I take in the book. You know, and I know I'm going to get criticized for some of the things I say in there when I talk about specific organizations and ideologies. I get it. But my whole point was let us search for truth. But let's take a look at these specific ways that people are saying we need to incorporate this into the discussion in order to ameliorate the effects of racism. Okay, great. So I said, let me take a look at these. Let me look objectively with the purpose. Maybe there's something here that could be helpful in the discussion to bridge the gap of the racial divide. And, Bill, you nailed it. What I found, again, looking at it objectively, was there actually going to cause more division, because the whole hermeneutic or the whole interpretive key for understanding how to fix things is tension, conflict, struggle, division. And they're making the actual racial gap wider. And I think their approach is completely wrong. They're trying to change institutions and organizational structures to make change. No! Jesus didn't die on a cross to change an institution. He died to save people. That's what Martin Luther King understood. So my thing is, let's change people in order to change the institution.
Yeah, because you can't do it without the people. You know, everybody is all in a fritz over, you know, gun control and murder and mental issues that we have. And they think that somehow the government can pass just the right law to fix it. Never in the history of man has there been a man-made law that fixes the heart of man. Unless I'm missing something.
Exactly right. So beautifully said. Because think about it. If, you're right, Bill. If that, if what you're saying is was true, then the problem would already be fixed.
Exactly.
The reason why it's not fixed because the approach is completely wrong. And so we get the correct approach, then nothing is going to change in our country.
Well, and this is why your book is so important, because, you know, a lot of books talk about love. But, you know, but I don't think it's really rightly connected as you've done, because that's really the healing balm of all this. And it is the qualifier that allows us to do the magnificent, to do the things that are almost seemingly supernatural. I mean, because you look at, you mentioned Dr. King's life, and you look at his life and you go, oh, this is unbelievable. How does any one person like him have, if you want to put it in human terms, has such a following and success? And what it was because of his love of God and his love for his fellow man. And it wasn't just for blacks, it was for everyone, because he knew that if blacks were liberated, then all men would be liberated. And we would be that much closer to the higher calling that God has for each of us. And we can't do that on our own without everybody else concerned and involved in the project, can we?
No, you're exactly right. And when we talk about love, see, what happened is love has been a hijack. It's a word that's been taken and used into a pejorative slogan. Love is love, right? And all that kind of stuff. But what Dr. King was talking about, the love that he was talking about, as the foundation for healing, is the love that John, the Apostle John, talks about in his letter, 1 John 4:16. God is love, and he who lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him. The problem is, it's a love that's rooted in covenant relationship. See, the problem is, Bill, we live in a culture today that says relationships are just contracts between people.
Right.
And what Christ says, no, it's covenant. Covenant is an exchange of love and life and intimacy and communion. It's dying to self to live your life for what's best for the other.
Exactly.
Not self-centered,
a commitment to service. Got to go to break. More from Deacon Harold after this.
You save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. second, we will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is with us. He's known worldwide as the Dynamic Deacon. And listening to the first segment, I think you understand a little bit more. He's one of the most sought-after speakers in church today. Holds a bachelor's degree from the University of Notre Dame and Master of Theological Studies from the University of Dallas. Deacon, building a civilization of love. You touched on this, and I want to unwrap this a little bit further. And that is that It really starts with love, and it's love that emanates from the Father, as you quoted earlier from Scripture. This is key for us to understand that the love is not a human side of love. You know, you've heard it said in the Greek agape love. I mean, you know, really for us to really appreciate it is we need to draw nearer to the Father and understand what he is, because the totality of his being is love. And the thing that's hard, I think, for most of us humanoids to even begin to grasp and get our brain around is why the Father would send his Son to die for us. You know, a bunch of knuckleheads, a bunch of sinners, a bunch of stiff-necked people. But God is so loving toward us and toward his creation. In the midst of all this sin, he says, I'm going to send my Son to bring you home, because Harold, I know ultimately you're not going to be happy living on that alien planet. You need to be here home with me. And when you really ponder on that, as much as our human brain could even possibly begin to understand the infinite, it still is mind blowing, but it starts to get you in the path of understanding that love is beyond ourselves. It is the ultimate of service that we can offer one another and even offer to ourselves. And when it flows from God through us, uninhibited, as it does from God, because it's not like God says, well, Harold, you know, you've asked me for a little bit too much love today, and I'm about a quart low because of you. It's ever a filling, right?
Oh, exactly right. And, you know, the reason why Jesus had to come was to conquer death, which is the worst effect of sin. The word death in Hebrew, like what is used in Genesis chapter 2, it says, in eat of the tree you will die. The word death there is mavet in Hebrew, or thanatos in Greek. In fact, that's where Marvel got the name Thanos from. You know, the guy snaps his finger and everything's dead. It comes from the Greek word thanatos, which means death. And so, but for the Hebrews, mavet or death didn't just mean physical death. It meant to cut yourself off from the life of God. Let that sink in for a second. Death means to cut yourself off from God's life. So Jesus had to die to conquer death to show not even the worst effect of sin is more powerful than God's love and mercy. You know, so you hit the nail right on the head. And it's that love, that self-giving, self-sacrificing love, a love that always looks at what's best for the other, a love that when you die to yourself and live for the other. That's what Jesus did. That's what Martin Luther King understood. And that was the method that pushed him forward with the issues of race.
Well, and like you say, again, you know, looking at love, it's all consistent with what God put before us. He says, you know, and this is my rendition, is that we're constantly bombarded with the choice between life and death, right? And almost immediately, doesn't even give you a chance to think about it. Hey, knucklehead, you want life, okay? That's what you want. Okay, so all those attributes that promote life, there's no gray area with God. It really is black and white. The world tries to give us these alternatives. Satan comes in because he can't create anything. But what he can do is kind of bend things and you know, take the legitimate and compromise it and break down its integrity, which is its intentional design by God, and distort it in such a way. And he just steals this idea of love. So now we've got a human condition, a human idea of love, and it's compromised from the legitimate of what God has given us in love. And the same thing with life. It's either life, just like you said, it's either life or death. There's no gray area. You're not partially dead. You're not partially, you're one or the other, aren't you?
No, exactly right. Because remember the temptation of Satan in the garden. You will be like God. Right? So the, you don't need God because you're your own God. And so what the culture does, instead of being made in the image and likeness of God, they're trying to make God in their own image and likeness. And in order to do that, you have to redefine love. So what they're doing, redefining marriage, redefining gender, doing all these things so that they put themselves at the center and not God. And that's exactly the problem that we're facing today.
It really is. I mean, if we're going to ignite a revival, and I believe, I'm seeing revivals happening. They're like mini bonfires around the world, some areas more so than others. My prayer is that these bonfires would catch on and ignite. Don't freak out right now. I mean, there's no question there is a display of evil. We're seeing evil abound right now, but not much more than righteousness, okay? The media would want you to believe that evil, you know, for attention's sake or whatever, they don't even realize that they are co-conspirators, you know, with Satan and all this. And right before their eyes, you know, righteousness is reigning. And the reason that the demonic is on the rise, I believe, Deacon, is because though the devil doesn't know the exact time, he senses and he's hearing the clock ticking and he senses that his time is running out. And this is why I believe the things are on the rise and moving so quickly, that because his time draws nigh.
I would absolutely agree with you. These last-minute ditch effort to take as many people away from the heart of a deep, intimate relationship with the living God is exactly what's going on today. And he's using the mechanisms of the culture in order to do that. So what we have to do as people of faith is to recognize that and to stand up against it. But when that happens, what did Jesus say? If you are to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow. What happened when they did that? They spat on him and kicked him and punched him and mocked him. And guess what? The same thing's going to happen to us. We're going to be maligned and ridiculed because of our belief in Jesus Christ. You know, not too long ago, demonetized on YouTube. You know what they told me? Mm. After a recent review of your uploads, we decided that your content does not create a safe environment for our community. What? I'm preaching the truth in love, Ephesians 4.
That's right.
Right. They didn't make me take any videos down or anything. Just you no longer can make money off of YouTube. So I wrote back, thank you so much for letting me know. Keep your 30 pieces of silver.
Good for you. Good for you. And the thing is, but see, this is what happens, sadly. But you cannot suppress the Word of God. You know, people like yourself, myself, we're committed to this. This is what God's called us to do. We must remain faithful and continue as watchmen on the wall, you know, to send that warning out, to send that encouragement out. This is what God has called us to do. And there's not enough silver, as you say, you know, to cause us. And God bless you for doing that, Harold, because that is so important, because this is what compromises, you know, the institution of the church today. And as you know, the church is being compromised all over the place. And my prayer is that leadership would rise up and make a determined conviction and decision to say, as for me and my house, we will follow the Lord without exception. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. No argument, right?
Oh, amen. Those are the kinds of biblical foundational values that we need to return to in order to right this ship and get it back on the path toward the beatific vision, toward life with God forever in heaven. Because we're just pilgrims. This is not our home. Our home is with God forever. So, yeah, absolutely.
I know, and some people are freaking out and thinking, you know, it's about America. It's not about America. You know, it really is not. I mean, if God so should choose, because Jesus himself said he didn't know the time, and we're not marking time here. We're only just saying that it seems, you know, when you look at the signs, the Bible says you will see. Jesus told us, you know, just look at the signs and you see what's happening. I mean, even Billy Graham, before he passed, was asked, are these the last days? And he quickly responded without hesitation, Deacon. He said, these are the last of the last days. So more and more people who study and are in the Word of God are seeing the signs here. We knew as soon as Israel became a nation again, which God said, where have you ever heard of a country becoming a nation in one day? And he predicted Israel would become a nation in one day. And in 1948, it happened. And I've maintained from that very moment that Israel became a nation again, it was as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And the rest has been following has just been minutes and seconds to that final chapter of Revelations, which takes us then to our eternal home, right?
Yes, exactly right. And we have to be prepared. You know, we have to prepare mentally, spiritually, because, you know, the thing is, you're right. Jesus says no one knows the day or the hour. We can't worry about the end of the world. We have to worry about the end of our world.
Right.
So we have to
exactly.
always be prepared to meet Jesus.
And meanwhile, bring a parade with you into heaven, okay? Let's just have a parade, you know, with our families, our sphere of influence. We're just going to bring a parade of Jesus-loving, you know, Christians. You know, just we're going to be dancing all through and coming through the pearly gates, praising God. How about that, huh?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers has been our guest. He's the author of Building a Civilization of Love. Thank you so much, Deacon, for being with us. You're a blessing. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Great. Thanks for having me.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too.
My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.